Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. Today we begin a several-episode series dealing with the Bainbridge Island Metro Park and Recreation District. A little bit about what it is, its history, and some of the exciting new things happening right now and over the next several months. In this series, we'll focus on special events and programs that exist, and we'll discuss the wide array and unique recreational opportunities that exist on over 1,500 acres of parks, trails, and open space that exist on Bainbridge Island. To kick this off, I'm happy to introduce Don Janow, the board chair of the Park Commissioners, and Emily Swift, community outreach coordinator. Welcome, Don and Emily.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Really great to have you guys with us today. Don, give us a little overview about the district and, you know, what makes it tick?
What makes it tick? Thanks, Bob, for having us. I would say what makes it tick are the people and the staff that really run these parks and programs. And as you mentioned, we have over 1,500 acres, more than 42 miles of trails. We have, I think, some of the most amazing playgrounds you find in the country, really unique. We just opened up a new one 2 weeks ago. And we've just got an incredibly diverse array of programming. Everything from ceramics to Tai Chi to learning French, you can find it at the Park District. And when that gets, you run out of indoor things, and you can just head on outside and take some walks in our beautiful, amazing parks and trails, which are maintained, again, by the staff. And again, I would say the most special thing about our district is the care and the love of the people who work there.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I got my book in the mail that everybody gets on the island. And when you said Tai Chi and you were describing some other things, it just reminded me, as you look through that, the great array of things that are available.
Ninja classes.
Ninja, yeah.
Yeah. Pickleball, watercolor. I mean, whatever you want to do, you can do right here through the parks.
Well, Emily, you are the community outreach coordinator. What does that mean?
Yeah, I have actually lots of titles. I'm also the special events coordinator. I do sponsorships for the Park District. So depending on what hat I'm wearing, I give myself a different title. But I run all the bigger special events, the things that you see, like those big banners over Winslow, so like Haunted Hayride, Holiday at Fay, the summer concerts, which just wrapped up. All those bigger community things that bring larger crowds. That's what I'm in charge of.
You mentioned Holiday at Fay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Holiday at Fay is.
So Holiday at Fay was born out of COVID last year. We used to do an event in the wintertime called Breakfast with Santa, and we needed to keep Santa safe this year. So we couldn't have close contact with Santa. So we created a new event called Holiday at Fay. Fay as in Fay Bainbridge.
Yeah.
And it's a drive-through Christmas light kind of magical evening through the park. So people enter from the top of the park and then drive a loop through and see light displays. And we have Santa down there. And we had music going through an FM transmitter. So it's kind of like, you know how neighborhoods have, you go to specific neighborhoods to get your Christmas fix. And we don't really necessarily have that on Bainbridge. So we created our own last year.
That must be fun to have a job where you can create very creative things like this.
Yeah. Really, if we can think it up, we can do it. And people bring us ideas as well. And it's like, yeah, you know, we can do that.
Don, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the wide array of things that people can do here, because you really reach out to all age groups, from the very young to the very old. And there are all kinds of things that you can do and participate in. And I'm a big hiker. I love to go out and hike and really take advantage of it. You know, I moved here 5 years ago and from northern New Mexico, Santa Fe, and the difference in how people approach outdoor spaces and recreation is so much different here. There's so much to do, so much variety. And your district sort of is in charge of all that.
Yeah, it's a whopper, isn't it? yes, I would say we do. We try and cover as many different types of people and as much different demographic as we can. And whenever someone comes to us with an idea, we try and incorporate that into our programming. I think our island works best when our community comes together and the parks are the places that happens. And whether it's on the trail and you're just walking by yourself or with your dog and you cross your neighbor and you say hi, or whether you've met with a friend and are going to go do the loop around Battle Point Park or maybe whatever it is, you know, go mountain biking with your kids or take grandma to the playground. There's just so many things to do. And I just want to give a little nod to Emily. She's been really creative during COVID. And one of the things that got me out this summer was we had a passport to parks. Yeah. And Emily, maybe you can speak a little bit more about it, but it was a great opportunity to take your passport and go and visit. I think there were 28 parks.
Yeah,
is that about 28, right?
Yeah. And you were one of the first people to complete your passport. yeah. Back in, gosh, I believe it was May, we launched that. And it was a really hard time in COVID because, you know, a lot of programming across the country, across the world was shut down. And people were even starting to be concerned about open spaces. You know, we were starting to wear masks on our trails and making sure if we were ever going to cross paths with someone, we were protecting our community. And so, you know, when COVID first happened, everyone was like, go outside, go play outside. That's where it's safe. And we're a small island. And if you tell everyone to go to Battle Point, you know, that's a lot of people who are at one place at the same time. So we created Passport to Parks and Trails to get people going to all different places on the island. Mm. And I think people are shocked at how many parks and trails we do have, because you kind of have your favorites. You know, your kids like to go play at Owen's Playground or something. You get in your routine.
Yeah.
But there's trails that, I mean, if you asked me to list them all, I could never list every single trail we have. And I was the trails coordinator once, so that's saying something. So this was an event that was self-directed, and it was to get people going to spots they've never heard of. And so they pulled up our maps, and they found trails that they had never been to. And they went there with their families, and then they had to get the little stamp in their passport. And when they went to all 28 places, they sent it in, and then they got the, you know, just kind of like a Cracker Jack's box prize, right? You got a little lapel pin for the park district.
I'd like that pin.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't given them to anyone else. You had to do the passport to get the pin. So we had a lot of people, kids, adults. I had people write in and say that they had just moved to Bainbridge, and it was a great way to explore different locations and get outside with their grandparents. And I think it was something that people really needed at the time, because they were getting a little COVID stir crazy and needed something new to do, but localized, safe, you know, with our community.
You mentioned the word grandparents, and I think this is a great grandparents island, because there are a lot of grandparents that live here, like me, but there's a lot of grandparents that visit here also, and there's always a lot to do with the family.
Yeah.
And, well, the Passport Project sounds like it was extremely successful. Will that happen again, or have you decided yet?
Yeah, I think this coming year we'll do an amended version of it, switch it up a little bit. Well, there's a National Trails Day in June, so we'll probably incorporate it into that. And we have these really cool new trail maps. Actually, there's one in front of me that just were published this week that were long overdue, because we acquire through easements and build new trails at an alarming rate. And it's hard to keep up with maps of all of those, not just like on our website, but in printed format that people can carry around. So we have this new, really cool fold-out map brochure that has the entire island and really focuses on trails that connect through different places, different parks to different landmarks. And you can really get a sense of how extensive the trail systems are on Bainbridge Island. And it's, you know, it's park district trails, but it's also there's city trails and there's easements through people's private land. And it's really incredible. And if you haven't seen them, they're available at the Aquatic Center to pick up. They're at the Parks Foundation's office because they partnered with us on this. Yeah. They're at the Chamber of Commerce. They're at the Bainbridge Island Recreation Center. So definitely come pick one up if you haven't yet.
Well, I just opened it up as you were talking. It's pretty amazing. It's a beautifully done map. It's a topo map, so you get a sense of steeper areas and flatter areas. There aren't too many flat areas, by the way, on Bainbridge Island, except on roads. But I, right away, of course, I think of the Grand Forest. You were talking about drawing people out to other places. And that really is a challenge for us because, you know, we got a couple of key places we like to go to. But I think by looking at a map like this, it's going to encourage people to get to other places.
Yeah. And, you know, with places like the Grand Forest, you can explore there constantly and still find new routes to go and, you know, special large trees that you notice that you hadn't noticed before because the seasons have changed. So there's nothing wrong with like loving the Grand Forest and wanting to visit there, but you might be surprised if you head over to, you know, Westport Madison or Manzanita and find something like a little treasure that you didn't know existed.
Well, this is really beautiful. And again, where are the maps available?
They are at the Aquatic Center, which is open to the public. They're open at the Bainbridge Island Recreation Center, which is also open to the public. Chamber of Commerce down on Winslow should have a stack. I believe the Parks Foundation has a bunch. We're going to try to get them out all over the island because, you know, it's also a great resource for folks to pick up who are just visiting for the day. And they can, you know, come to Winslow and see, hey, there's a park. Moritani Preserve is just at the end of this road, and I can walk there and check
yeah,
out the trails.
You know, that reserve is an amazing, beautiful place, and it's so close to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many cool things that have happened in there in the last year or so or 2 years. You guys have an open house coming up soon. Tell us about that.
We do, yeah. So maybe Dawn can speak a bit more to the Bainbridge Rec Center, but we're hosting an open house this Saturday, which is October 2nd, in the afternoon from 1 to 3 o'clock. And that's an opportunity for folks who've never been to that building, who've never, you know, even driven up that road, to see what we have to offer. You know, we've got programming happening right now. Memberships mm-hmm. are open. And there's information about the Rec Center on our website, but this is an opportunity for folks to come in and check out specific rooms and speak to program managers and get like into the nitty gritty of like really what's going to be going on in this building, what's going on right now, what's going to go on in the future, and find a membership that works for their family because there's so many different options.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flexibility there to figure out what works for everybody.
I'm trying to make my decision about where I'm going to go with this incredible facility. I mean, it's so full of really wonderful things. Talk a little bit more about that, Dawn.
Sure. It's really a beautiful facility, and I would echo what Emily had to say. If you haven't been up there, it's a great opportunity, you know, this Saturday to just come in and tour the facility. There are four tennis courts. There is a basketball recreational court. There's actually like in the outside space, there's a ninja gym. If you've ever seen anyone do those ninja competitions, we have that. There's cycling classes. There's beautiful weight rooms, rec rooms. There's a sauna. There's a swimming pool. I think the pool is maybe closed for the season, unfortunately, but that's okay because it'll be, you can just go take a sauna then. There's a beautiful meeting room. So after you've maybe played tennis or taken a class, you can sit in the lobby there and have a smoothie and chat with your friends. And it's just a wonderful spot. So, and the community's been really welcoming and we're really excited about it. We're excited for you guys to kind of come in and meet the staff and see what's happening.
Before we wrap it up, there's another big event coming up in October.
Yeah, yeah, the Haunted Hayride, which is a crowd favorite on Bainbridge. It's, I wish I knew how many years have been it's been going on. It's, you know, my predecessor, my predecessor's predecessor. I think it's it's been at least 10 years. But the Haunted Hayride is back. We amended it last year for COVID. It's more like a haunted car ride. So folks drive through the entire park in their own vehicles. But we, if you've never been to the parks at night, which people generally don't because, yeah, you know, they close at dusk, but we line the whole path with jack-o'-lanterns. There's over 400 carved pumpkins, and we have performers. Lots of volunteers come, and they put on performances. And it's a really special three-day event. So that's October 19th, 20th, and 21st. And it is a registration event, so you got to go onto our website to register to come to that.
Oh, okay. So the website is really cool because you can go there, you can go to any park, get information about it.
Yeah, it's a huge resource.
And you can find out about what you were just talking about.
Yeah, so it's biparks.org, and if you just click the register button, which is at the top, that'll take you to our registration page, and you can type in the words Haunted Hayride, or you can find the activity code, which if you see a flyer, you see the banner over Winslow, or if you just look for special events on the website, you'll find it there. And that's how you register your family for the event. But if you don't want to register, you can just come carve pumpkins at the Burke, the Bainbridge Island Rec Center. We're having a free open pumpkin carving day to help carve all those 400 pumpkins. And that's on October 16th from 10 to noon. Oh, so all this information is on our website under special events.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Dawn, also there's a great link to the new athletic center on the website.
Yeah.
So what's the official name of it? I mean,
The Bainbridge Island Recreation Center, or BIRC for short.
Okay.
Yep. And the website for that is birec.org.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Dawn and Emily, thank you so much for kicking us off in this series about the parks on Bainbridge Island.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's really been
so
a
much. Joy. Yeah, it's great. I look forward to our next one.
Yeah.
It's easy to talk about things you love.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today on this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.